I figured since you guys got to wear your hats, I was going to wear mine today. Does that seem like a fair deal? Okay. This time of year, we have all these things changing. So much is changing for everybody. You guys are graduating. Some of you graduating in just a few hours. Some of you have already graduated from your schools. We had our eighth graders graduate on Friday night. We have college graduations all over the place. The deacon, Deacon Ty, see, I do know his name, is going to graduate. Well, no, you already graduated. He's going to get ordained on Saturday, along with Deacons John Tolbert and Deacon Seth Arnold. And these are all amazing things. This time of year is full of so many changes and so many amazing things that it's kind of hard to deal with it all, because we don't all like change all that much, let's be honest. You know, as we move into our adulthood, really, that's what you guys are doing. You're moving more into adulthood. And as the rest of us do go through these changes and move into whatever that next part of our life is, there's joy and excitement over that, but at the same time, there's always a little bit of fear of the unknown. We're not quite sure where this adventure is going to bring us. And that's when we go to Scripture and we hear that Christ tells us, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Jesus Christ wants us to have peace in our hearts. He spends so much time of his gospel telling us about this. That's what he gave to his disciples while he was with them. That no matter what confronted them, they would be able to have peace in their hearts. In the first reading today, we actually hear about this giant debate that was happening within the church. And so if we're talking about peace, it seems maybe a little bit out of place. But it shows us how to find peace with the people in our church, which is important for us. Because to find peace in our hearts, we have to be at peace with all of the people around us, and we have to be at peace with God. And we start with our church, because this is where we draw so much strength from. In the book of Revelation today, we heard a little bit about what heaven looks like. That it has these 12 amazing gates guarded by angels. But elsewhere it tells us that the walls are made of jewels and the light shines through them beautifully. There's a reason we have stained glass in our churches. There's a reason we build our churches the way we do, and it's to remind us that while we are here with our brothers and sisters unified in the worship of God, we are actually in heaven as well. We are receiving the peace of God into our hearts. And I know sometimes it doesn't feel like that, right? If Father's homily is going on way too long, it's more like I'm feeling the restlessness in my feet, Father. But God seeks to give us his love and his peace every time we come to him, and most especially when we're here together in worship of him. And so in that Acts of the Apostles reading we had today, the church had a huge debate. There were riots about it. If you guys thought that we get in arguments about church stuff now, you should have seen it back then. Literal riots over whether you have to become Jewish before you can follow Christ. The people in Antioch really didn't want to do that. They didn't want to have to take certain steps, circumcision, to become Jewish. And so there was a debate. And so they sent the apostles to join with the other apostles and the elders of the church, the priests, essentially, to discuss this, to ask that question, because we remember what Christ taught us. Where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in their midst. So they go and they discuss and they hear all the points of view. Then after everybody has spoken their piece, St. Peter speaks on behalf of the church and he says, "No, you do not have to become Jewish to become Christian. Remember the love of Jesus Christ. Give good example to your neighbors. Don't scandalize people." And immediately after that happens, St. James stands up and speaks. And there's something very subtle happening here that a lot of us miss if we're not paying attention. St. James was the bishop of the church in Jerusalem. The church in Jerusalem is kind of the epicenter of where all these people saying you must become Jewish first were living, because that's where all the Jewish people were, right? St. James was the leader of the party opposed to the decision that Peter had just made. So what does he do? He stands up and he swallows whatever pride might stop him from speaking, and he says, Peter is right. We will follow this teaching because that's the right answer. And it shows us the way forward when we are struck with all of this division in the world today. What do? We come together with the people that we trust, the people that we know can help us come to that right answer, to the church in particular. You know, we've argued about a lot of things in our history and we've got a lot of answers. There's still a few up for debate. But we can help with that guidance. We look to that trusted authority and we ask, what is the way forward? And then sometimes we don't like the answer. Sometimes we find out I'm actually on the wrong side on this one. That's when we have to do that hard work, where we swallow our pride and we say, okay, I'm going to do my best to follow that. That's why we call the authority of the Pope and our bishops a gift to the church, because it helps us find that unity and it helps us find peace with one another. And then in the gospel, we hear about finding peace with God. To find peace with God, we listen to his word and we live it. We do what God has asked us to do, because God, he asks us to do a lot of things, but it's always in service of us getting to heaven. That's always what God is trying to help us to do, to get to heaven. We listen to his word. We do our best to live his word. And we don't have to be afraid when we do that. We don't have to let that trouble our hearts, no matter what the world outside of these walls says. When we do our best to follow the will of God, that is always the right answer. The world's full of bad examples and bad answers. But when we follow God, we are following the right path. And that is the path that will bring us peace, that'll bring us to heaven one day. And so, graduates, almost graduates, that's the world you're stepping into. It's a bit of a mess out there. We need you, like everybody else in this room needs to do, but you guys especially at this moment of transition and change in your life, remember to always seek God first so that you can have that peace within your hearts, so that you can operate from the love of God overflowing into all of the people around you, so that you don't have to be afraid no matter what is coming next, no matter what crazy thing the world has thrown at us. Remember always to seek God, and you will never, ever have to worry. You will always be able to find that peace in your hearts. The scriptures today speak to us of peace. They remind us to look to the church and look to her teachers to help us see where the truth is. They remind us that following the word of Jesus Christ will allow us to experience peace and love within our hearts. And finally, the scriptures, by reminding us of what heaven looks like, reminds us that we are all called to live with God for eternity in the kingdom of heaven, which is the kingdom of peace.